acting police chief Teresa Szymanski, and she's on the other end of our line. Chief, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Question:
how about our bulldogs, huh?
How about those bulldogs, huh?
A little hockey.
You know,
hockey. They're doing awesome.
We have Bob Daniel scheduled to be on the program on Monday, whether Ferris wins it or not. In case listeners don't know, before I transferred to Michigan State, I was at Ferris State for 3 years. Loved it up there. As a matter of fact, Teresa, I was a goal light judge for the hockey games up there.
No kidding.
Yeah, so that's where I learned about hockey. So just like you, I'm rooting for Ferris.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. What's that, their first time in the Frozen Four?
Yeah,
probably their first time in the championship?
Yep, it is. I tell you what, that city will go crazy should they win a national title up there. They've supported that hockey program, as you know, from day one.
Absolutely, and we wish them nothing but the best.
Well, let's talk about a challenge here in Lansing, gangs. Tell me, do we have a problem with gangs here in Lansing? Is that problem getting more serious over the course of the last year or so?
Well, certainly, Tony, what we have in Lansing are some loosely organized groups that are engaged in criminal activity. They don't rise to the level of the highly organized gangs that you find in larger cities. But still in all, we take them very, very seriously. We are working very hard at targeting them. And we're fortunate because I heard the sheriff on the radio earlier. We have some great law enforcement partners with ATF, MSP, Sheriff's Department, FBI, and others. And we're working together. And our goal is to, you know, put them out of business and make Lansing a safer city and our community a safer city. For all of our residents.
From what you know, how many gangs are in the Lansing area, and how many members do they have?
Tony, I don't exactly have a number of how many we have, but one organized group is one organized group too many. And what they are is more of a street crew. They're not the traditional gangs, as I mentioned, that you see in larger cities. And they can range from having 6 to 10 to 12, 20 people in their street crews. So they vary in all shapes and sizes. But again, one crew is one crew too many.
Can you educate me with some names?
Well, I can throw out a couple. We've been here recently working on, I think you heard some testimony from Detective James Gill on the Shayla Johnson homicide. And that gang or that group was called the Block Burners, and we were able to dismantle them. And we've also had recently we did some work with our partners from ATF in something called they function under a label, under a rap label, under a records group. Their name escapes me right now, Tony. I apologize for that. But so we've had a couple small of these gangs where we've taken them off.
What's their function?
Their function is a street-level crime. They start off with larcenies and breaking and enterings and malicious destruction of properties, and then they rise above to more violent crimes, shootings. Most of them are all drug-related, drug-based. So it's a collaborative effort between all of our law enforcement partners to try to take them off. One by one.
And a lot of these members are young. A lot of them haven't finished school, so that's a big problem.
They range in all, again, Tony, they range in all ages, but yes, that's certainly a concern of ours.
So I know that you've taken a few out. What else can be done to eliminate or if you will, minimize what these gangs do and how they grow?
Absolutely. Several things, Tony. Ranges from education to training to mentoring to good neighborhood watch programs. Takes all of our community, our business community. It takes all of us to come together and be aware of our surroundings, report things that they see to your local law enforcement agency. It takes all of us to help mentor and guide folks to make sure that they're on the right road. And certainly education is a big part of that in training.
All right, Chief.
So collectively, we can do this.
I've got about 45 seconds left. I know that you've made an arrest in those sexual assaults. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. We've had a busy week and made some significant arrests this week. And Last night we arrested a 33-year-old Lansing man, and he is being charged with the arrest of a CSC that occurred in the 4600 block of Lowcroft on March 17th, and he hopefully will be arraigned today, and we'll be able to release his name. At this time, we have beliefs that he may be related to some other sexual assaults that occurred in the southwest part of the city within the past year.
All right, Chief, we'll be following up on this story. We appreciate your time so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend, Tony. Yeah.